Okay, I'd like you to settle yourself down into a nice, calm, comfortable position. And you can go ahead and close down your eyes now. Just close down your eyes and begin breathing deeply and slowly. And before you let go completely, and go into a deeper hypnotic rest. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say, because it's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you'll need no conscious control over what happens, as those muscles in and around your eyes can be allowed to relax all by themselves, as you just continue breathing easily and slowly. And without thinking about it, you'll soon enter a deeper, peaceful, relaxed sort of situation without any effort at all. There's nothing important for your conscious, alert mind to do right now. Absolutely nothing whatsoever except to relax. There's nothing really important except the activities of your deeper mind. And that can be as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams as soon as you awaken, because you're already drifting into this more relaxed, calm state. And without noticing it, you've already altered your rate of breathing. You're breathing much more easily and calmly, freely. And yet you'd not thought about that breathing. And now you can really enjoy relaxing more and more. And your subconscious mind can listen to the words and the ideas that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice, and instead just allow the words to absorb. Your inner mind can hear even if I whisper, as you continue to drift off into a more detached state. You can examine privately in your own mind any secrets or feelings, sensations, or even behaviors you didn't know you had, while at the same time letting go completely. Your own mind is solving those challenges. At your own pace. Just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you relax there with your eyes comfortably closed, experiencing that deepening comfort right now. Just letting any stress, any tension, anything negative just release from you. You don't have to move or talk or let anything at all bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you can be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. Now pay close attention to my voice, because I want to talk to you about a matter of great importance. For a long time now, you've been afraid of dogs. And you may be curious about why you had this fear. There can be many reasons why a phobia develops. Sometimes things happen to us in the past, causing us to be afraid of something, and so we avoid it. But that avoidance, it reinforces the fear long after the event happened. Now, I believe a little bit of caution is healthy. After all, you don't know how every dog you meet will react. just like you don't know how everyone you meet will react in certain situations. Often, though, a fear can be a learned thing. Something that happened and went wrong in the past, which you've just not managed to change yet. But we don't have to have the same feelings as we did in the past, especially as we grow older, and we have our own experiences to learn by. I know that you're not happy with your fear, so I want to help you to find ways to overcome it, so that you can begin to lead a healthier, happier, more mature lifestyle. You know that dogs are said to be man's best friend. Have you ever wondered why this is? Some dogs are so attuned to their owners that the dogs risk their lives for their owners. They are true friends. Dogs can help blind people to see. They help deaf people to hear. Dogs are wonderful animals. But of course, both you and I know that there are exceptions to the rule, just like every other living being. There are ones that do good, and ones that don't. Now, the majority of dogs are friendly. They're kind, and you can begin to feel differently about these animals when you see them for what they really are, because you instinctively know the difference between good and bad. Just like when you meet someone for the first time, you know if that person is approachable or not. You trust your inner wisdom. So now let's run through an exercise for you to be able to control your own inner reactions, your internal feelings, when faced with a dog of any kind, in any particular situation. I'd like you to imagine yourself sitting in the middle of a large cinema. A large cinema all alone. And in front, behind, and on either side of you are rows and rows of empty chairs. So get yourself comfortable here at the cinema. Now, the screen at the front is blank and white. And in a moment, the projector is going to shine a full-sized black and white photograph onto that screen. And that photograph is going to be of you in a situation just before you had your very first fearful response in regard to dogs. That moment just before you became afraid and panicked. And just before that picture shines on the screen, I now want to imagine yourself floating up and out of your own body. Floating up and out of your chair. Way back into the projection booth, right there at the back of the cinema. And from this projection booth, you can look out and you can see the screen ahead. But you can also see yourself sitting down there in the seat. In the middle of the cinema. Notice what you're wearing. Notice the position of your chair, where you're sitting. Perhaps you might just be seeing the back of your head and your shoulders, the colour of your clothes, everything else about you. Notice what it looks like. So now that photograph is being projected up onto that big screen at the front. And as you look at the photograph of yourself, that black and white photograph begins to transform itself into an old-style black and white movie. So I want you to watch that short movie. From the beginning, right to the end of that short movie. The movie that is showing you the situation that triggered your fear of dogs in the first place. So begin to play that black and white movie and watch the short movie which is showing you the situation that triggered your fear of dogs. And when the movie reaches the end, I want you to stop that movie. And when you've stopped that movie, I want you to imagine yourself jumping inside that movie now, so you become a part of the movie, just at the point where it finished. And when you've done this, I want you to change that black and white movie into full colour. And I want you to begin to rewind that movie so that you can see everything happening going backwards. Everything is happening backwards in reverse. People are walking backwards, talking backwards. Dogs are running backwards. The film is running from the end of the movie right back to the beginning, just before you were afraid. Notice how everything in that scene moves backwards. Perhaps it looks really jerky in places, as films do when they're being rewound. So run it back in your mind, do this quickly. And when you've got it back to the beginning of the movie, just before anything was frightening, freeze the movie right there. Pause the movie. Now I want you to notice just how calm and relaxed your physical body feels right now as you listen to me. Notice how relaxed you feel as you sit or recline or lay there listening to me right now. Relaxed legs, relaxed arms, relaxed chest and shoulders, your breathing is relaxed. I want you to gather up all those feelings of relaxation right now as you listen to me. And I want you to have a think about whatever it is that you originally had a fear of. Perhaps you could see what you would see if you were actually there as a person right now in that movie of yours, facing the situation you were once afraid of as a young girl. But this time, you're bringing with you all of this relaxation and calmness that you feel right now as you listen to me. Notice how you're feeling about the situation now. How it feels a little different to right now, because you feel calmer and more relaxed, and that movie of that old event is just a movie. Maybe you were a lot younger in the movie. Perhaps you were a lot more afraid in the old movie, but now you're older and calmer and braver and more mature, much more relaxed, so just have a good look around at the situation right now. You can change this paused image back to black and white, so that it begins to look like a faded old photograph. The movie has stopped, frozen, paused, it's become black and white again. Maybe now you can even begin to imagine that movie just crackling and breaking up until suddenly the movie just disappears. And as it disappears, all of your fears disappear too. And it's replaced by a wonderful feeling of calm and control, feeling older and bolder, bigger, braver and stronger now. So now try and think about what it was that you were first bothered about. And notice how you feel about it right now in this moment. How it doesn't seem to affect you. As you continue to look at that old screen, perhaps now you can create a new movie. One that's in full colour. In fact, let's imagine it right now. Let's imagine that you're on the job. that you've travelled to someone's house doing a home visit. You knock on the door and you hear a dog barking. Maybe it's barking loudly. Maybe you look through the window and you can see a dog bouncing up and down inside the house. So all I want you to do is take a deep breath, breathing in relaxation, and blowing away all of that old fear as you blow your breath out of the mouth, just releasing anything negative. All the time just feeling good, feeling calm and relaxed, feeling confident that you can remain calm and relaxed and successfully deal with whatever it is that you used to be afraid of. So I want you to create a new movie now. Start this new movie. And I want you to watch yourself calmly being brave and relaxed. Knocking on the door, hearing the dog, taking a few calm deep breaths, blowing away all of that fear. Perhaps you ask the house owner to take their dog into another room, calmly. Maybe you just remain calmly standing there and just not reacting to anything at all. The dog, or various dogs, might be bouncing up and down and barking and sniffing, but it doesn't matter to you anymore. You're paying attention to your own calmness, your confident reactions. You're filling yourself with good energy. Check the feelings inside you right now. And notice how you really can deal with this situation. You really do feel able to deal with this situation, calm and relaxed. Even when noticing yourself coming face to face with your old fear, because you're not afraid anymore. You're confident in the knowledge that you're fine, and you can tell yourself, I'm calm, I'm relaxed. You can even remind yourself that the dog is really just excited to see you, that's all. The dog wants to say hello and introduce itself to you, but it doesn't know how, it can't speak human, that's all. And understanding that makes you feel really confident. And once you've imagined and seen yourself in that situation, once you've let that situation play out in your mind a couple of times and remained calm and relaxed, having treated your client or completed whatever it is you were doing in a calm and confident manner, you can instantly experience this tremendous feeling inside you, flowing all the way through you, the best feeling ever. So I want you to heighten that feeling of pride and self-confidence, and I want you to brighten the colours, turn the sounds up, and when the feelings are as good as they can possibly be inside you, I want to create an anchor to keep those feelings inside you, so that you can use them whenever you want, wherever you are. So let's create this anchor by holding on to your good, confident, positive feelings right now. As you feel calm and relaxed and good and confident and positive, I want you to squeeze together the middle finger and the thumb of your dominant hand. Choose whichever hand you feel dominant, left hand or right hand. Choose that hand and nip the middle finger and the thumb together. And at the same time, take a few nice, comfortable, deep breaths as your mind memorizes and holds on to these wonderful feelings of calm confidence. That's good. And I want you to know that these good feelings are going to remain and stay with you, because you now have all the confidence in the world that you need inside you. Together with these positive feelings and this certainty that you are now back in control of your reactions, that old fear of yours has lost its power to bother you anymore. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind. They grow stronger and stronger as every day goes by. And you will always have this feel-good anchor available to you. whenever you want it, wherever you want it, nip that finger and thumb together, take a few deep breaths, and let your body remember how good it feels to feel calm, relaxed, and confident. So I want you to spend just a few more moments relaxing. Maybe running yourself through a situation in which you come face to face with a dog. Perhaps when you're going off to see a client or doing a home visit, knocking at the door and listening to the dog's bark in the background, and all the time you just feel calm. Calm and relaxed. And so very proud of yourself. And these good feelings and this calmness is going to remain with you and get stronger and stronger every time you practice this technique. And every time in the real world, whenever you encounter a dog, you can remain calm and relaxed. In a moment, I'm going to count the numbers 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you can be fully alert, wide awake and refreshed, feeling far more comfortable about being around dogs. So let's begin with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Open your eyes and welcome back.